Everything's running smoothly.
Good morning, Peter Sweeney. My mistake, to my left, Peter James Jamal Sweeney, Esquire.
Hi, buddy.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
One second. Here it is.
Okay.
Tradition at this point.
Temperatures right now.
My mistake. Go ahead, Pete.
Temperatures right now in the mid-40s, but it should get up to the high 50s by this afternoon. Should be a beautiful, sunny day in Kansas City. But happy Monday.
Happy Monday, my friend. How was your weekend, buddy?
Pretty good weekend. I did some traveling. Had to go to a friend's father passed away, so I went to what was called the Celebration of Life, which took me to Illinois. So I went to Illinois and back on Saturday, and then Sunday, no Chiefs game, so just took in some football.
I got some texts from you yesterday. Bye week comes only once a year, Pete, and I know that you gotta party it up when you get a chance to.
Yeah. Let me just say this. The mimosas were flowing.
Oh, were they now?
Yeah.
Big mimosa guy.
They were flowing. There's something that they call these days that I don't know if the kids are doing them often. It's called bottomless mimosas. Took full advantage of that.
No game, no calories. You just trying to get lit. Just went straight through you.
No game, no cows, no problem is what I say on Sunday fun day bye week.
Anything big planned for the week?
It's a holiday week.
I am so behind, man. With it being so late in the month, the year's over. Like, let's just call a spade a spade. 2019 is pretty much in the books.
We will hit Thanksgiving here in a couple days, and so...
Are you staying in town?
Yes, my family's coming in.
Coming in.
So that's exciting.
Oh, I get to... Can I meet the fam?
Nope.
Why not? Why, no. And you didn't even think twice on that, did you?
Yeah, there, if you had a diagram, it would be Hartzell right here, and then the family would be like way over off the page.
No.
As far as proximity.
I think I've texted your dad before.
Well, I hope not.
He texted in the text line one time. When he came on and did radio on my show, 96.5 yes. The Buzz, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, Hartzell after dark.
So here's the thing. In New York, my parents live in New York.
Oh, you're just going to cut me off like that?
Yeah.
So I let you
thing.
Plug all
in
the, last
in
week.
In New York.
Every 6-10 plug? Okay.
In New York.
All right,
my
Pete.
Dad loves sports radio, talk radio, so he listens to everything I'm on and then researches the text line. So he'll text 6-10 sports radio nonstop all day, even when I'm not on.
And I was so excited because I got
a special treat.
I saw that the area code. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, man, we got people listening from, was it 9? What was that?
347.
347. I'm like, oh, please. Man, yeah. What up, East Coast? This feels good. Well, where are you coming from? Who am I talking to? Oh, I'm Pete's dad. I appreciate it. Don't think I wasn't gracious to have you text in because no one listens to me at night, but.
Yeah. For those that don't know or just joining the show for the first time, I've lived in Kansas City for 5 or 6 years, and anyone that visits me, including my parents, love it. They love it. And the reason I'm bringing that up, too, besides just this, is I saw a tweet yesterday from Jarrett Sutton who said, overheard at LaGuardia, which is the airport in New York. I'm from New York, flying to Kansas City for the first time. I hear so many great things about the city and wanted to experience it. I've had numerous friends visit, and they rave about it. Clearly, it's a city that people are really starting to love.
How many times have your folks been here?
This will be, I think, like the fourth or fifth time.
Yep. What do they think?
They drown themselves in barbecue, go home happy.
What did they think when you told them that you're moving to KC?
This was now 2014, so okay. I was 25, okay. 26.
Okay.
And my mom would go around to other moms and other family members and go, you know, my son is moving to Kansas City, misery.
Pete, where can people find us before we start the show?
KC Morning Show, everywhere except for Instagram, KC_Morning Show. He is Hartzell965. I am PG Sween on Twitter. And we're coming to you from the Unlabeled Music Services in Westport.
I pulled some audio this weekend because I knew we were going to ask about what we were up to. And show one, remember when we had people text us when they hit minute 34?
Yeah.
I like that. I feel like we should have done something more like that. I like a good call to action.
Sure.
And so this weekend, I'm at Hy-Vee Arena, formerly Kemper Arena, and they've just done a great job. We almost thought we were going to lose Kemper. Did you ever go to a show or go to anything at Kemper Arena? I'm assuming no.
Not that I can remember, no.
My first reaction whenever I think of Kemper Arena or the old Kemper Arena
was...
WWE or WWF at the time, SmackDown, the very first episode of Thursday Night SmackDown was at Kemper Arena.
Huge crowd on hand here at Kemper Arena, chanting for the people's champion.
You smell what The Rock is cooking.
Here he comes.
They're gonna get The Rock.
There he is.
He's coming out.
The People's Champ.
It's going to be very, very interesting here on our premiere broadcast of SmackDown.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Kansas City.
Hey, I love it.
Now he's just the biggest movie star in the world.
We love The Rock and KC.
Yeah, we do. We love The Rock and KC. That was 1999. August. Oh, I had it written down. I'm looking at it. I think it's the 22nd or 26th of.
You can make a case that he's the most famous person in the world now, too.
Yeah. And so when I think Kemp Arena, I go to the first WWF SmackDown. So what was some of your favorite moments in Kemper Arena? You should give us a call or text us, 816-200-2868. Or tweet at us or send us an Instagram
message.
There's
a lot of ways to reach us, too.
All that. We like to hang out. All right. Before we do the news, again, my name is Hartsoul. Pete to my left. This is your KC Morning Show. I wanted to get audio for this, but I couldn't find any. But congratulations goes to the Guadalupe Center's Charter School, bringing home a Class 2 Soccer State Championship. Woo! Congratulations. Just for reference, they took on St. Louis powerhouse Priory. I can't pronounce that. St. Losers. That's all I know.
Oh, gosh.
All I know is that they are a private Catholic school for boys. Tuition runs nearly $25,000 a year. The Guadalupe Center Aztecs, they, on the other hand, inner city program where student body is primarily Latino. 90% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch. Soccer is relatively new for the program. First ever state championship in any sports, according to the KC Star. So congrats to the Guadalupe Centers. Go Aztecs, baby! They won that 4-3.
Love that you're covering some sports. That's fun, I guess.
Listen, I don't know if you know this, but I played varsity sports in high school.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, hit me with that fresh, hot piece of information. The news know-it-how brought to you courtesy of the sweet sounds of Peter James Jamal Sweeney.
I love the news. As you know, the news for me has been an acquired taste, and now I'm a news junkie.
You did a great job. I was so proud of you, so impressed
Thank
with
you.
How you handled impeachment coverage. You sat down, even had yourself a lunch date with some CNN, some C-SPAN a couple days ago.
Italian sub. And a little impeachment.
It's nothing better.
Sprinkle a little impeachment on it.
It appears that as of right now, no more public hearings are scheduled in your impeachment inquiry. As it stands, the House Intelligence Committee, they are reviewing all the information, all of the testimony. What they will do now is give you a summary, which will then head over to the Judiciary Committee, where they will draft articles of impeachment. And then it will go for a full vote where we will see if President Trump will end up being impeached. So that's all going on Friday after the show. People were trying to speculate. So where are we at? Is this impeachable? What do you think? You know, facts are where they stand. Now it's on us, the people.
Right.
Well, that's what we thought we were going to be discussing on Friday. But instead, there's more news that comes out of these impeachment investigations. But it has nothing to do with the president. Nothing to do with an actual person testifying before Congress. It actually has to do with a member of Congress, not only just a random member of Congress, the top Republican on the committee investigating, asking a foreign country to investigate a private citizen. So do you see where this is?
I do, yeah.
Do you see where this is headed?
Lev of Lev and Igor infamy is willing to testify in the House impeachment probe, reportedly testify that Nunes met with Ukraine's former and notably corrupt top prosecutor specifically about an investigation into the Bidens. That basically means the top Republican in the impeachment hearings may be implicated in a scheme to do exactly what Donald Trump is about to get impeached for, using Ukraine to dig up dirt on a fellow American.
What a mess.
So I say all this because can you see why, like, our generation, or just why everyone can get so upset and so jaded with all of these things in politics?
Reminds me of House of Cards, like that show that was popular on Netflix for a while before, kind of whatever happened. It was a good show, but like it was so out of this world. But a lot of this stuff is actually happening.
No. Between House of Cards and Veep, how many different episodes have we actually seen played out in real life? So Devin Nunes is the Nunes in question, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, and he's taking no questions. He's over the weekend saying something how I'll never answer a question from the fake news media. So he's gonna, as we've seen, not gonna touch on the issue at hand, and we're just gonna be left, I guess just angry. Such is life in 2019. Such is life. But you can't be mad this week because it is Thanksgiving season, my favorite holiday.
Yeah, where do you think it ranks in the holiday scale?
It's my favorite.
It's definitely behind Christmas.
And
for me, it's definitely behind St. Patty's Day.
No, it's number one because it's number one because we know what we're getting into.
And Valentine's Day because I love the language of love.
But does it love you back? Does it speak your language? Is the question.
No, it doesn't.
I love Thanksgiving because you can't step on that lead. You're there to eat. Right. We have one goal in mind. Christmas gets weird because Christmas is for the kids. It's not
for us
anymore.
I think if you were a Thanksgiving food, you'd be cranberry sauce.
Because I'm so high in sodium. You call me salty, is what you're trying to say.
Just full of life. Not everybody likes it.
I'm a nice full-bodied cranberry sauce.
You're tangy.
A little tangy. Well, hey, make sure you drive safe. I asked you earlier if you were going to be traveling because there's going to be, looks like there might be some winter weather. There may be some winter weather. So if you're going to be out in the roads, just maybe check ahead earlier. Maybe some snow coming in this week.
By Tuesday, we may see a dry period, but look what's behind it. There's going to be snow behind it. If you're heading west on 70, if you're heading north on 35 or 29 into Iowa, Nebraska on Tuesday for your travel as part of driving, you're going to run into some issues snow-wise. For the metro, I think we're just going to deal with some light snow behind it. It shouldn't cause too many issues in general.
So just make sure you're safe out there, Pete. Just make sure you're driving your 10 and your 2s. If you ain't got to go nowhere, just stay in and eat.
Yeah, from what I can see right now on my weather.com app here,
it should
be a wintry mix, a 90% chance of a wintry mix to rain on Thanksgiving. High 60 today, low of 40. It's going to be nice.
Are you sure?
Sun's out, guns out. Well, now it's saying partly cloudy. It changes. It's a beautiful job. You can be wrong, which I appreciate.
You're really embracing this role, aren't you? You're really embracing this weatherman role. All right.
I'm looking at you, Lizak.
Coming for your spot, Lizak. Coming for that ass.
Lindsay Anderson.
We've had Disney Plus now for about 2 weeks. Have you gotten a chance to put your toe in the water yet? I've been trying to give you every sell I can. It's worth it.
I have
it, man.
Not gone on Disney Plus yet.
I made the girlfriend watch little Gargoyles a couple nights
ago.
You
love that show.
I love some Gargoyles, man. You get some Goliath.
We talked on Saturday, and I had asked you, are you going to be going out? Did you end up just watching Disney Plus at home?
No, I went. I did some things.
Oh, you went out.
I had to go get lunch. Well, news out of Disney. This is why we can't have nice things, y'all. This is why.
Disney Plus customers have been reporting their accounts have been hacked within a week of its launch. According to cybersecurity experts, thousands of accounts are up for sale on the dark web for as little as $3. But in a statement to Yahoo Finance, Disney denies there was any data breach on their end, writing, quote, "Disney takes the privacy and security of our users' data very seriously, and there is no indication of a security breach on Disney Plus."
Do you understand what we had to go through to get something like Disney Plus? Like, these movies have been in the vault for decades. For decades. We waited so long to get this. 1 week and somebody's already trying to mess up a good thing for everybody else. I'm disgusted. Disgusted. Because I know I was an early adapter. I signed up before the thing was even launched, all right? So my info is out there.
Right.
No.
You did brag last week about being a Tinder beta tester.
Don't put me on that Tinder. I was a Bumble.
So now you're a Disney beta tester.
Yeah.
What don't you beta test at this point?
I don't always test, but when I do,
okay,
I beta test.
Okay.
So yeah, my info is 100% out there. Absolutely.
That's good.
But I'm just. We'll
try to get that later this afternoon.
I'm worried. Because I ain't got no money.
Why are they not coming for you?
So I don't... Whoops. My card's out there.
You better get a new card.
Joke's on them. Overdrafting for days. Did you catch the big... the Harvard game? The Harvard Yale?
Believe it or not, I was not watching the Harvard game, though.
Well, there was some news, Pete. There was some news out of the Ivy League.
A yearly tradition interrupted and goes viral. The Harvard-Yale football match drew attention to the field, but for protest.
Inside the Yale Bowl, everyone witnessed roughly 200 students and alumni storming the field. Momentarily, Harvard and Yale put their rivalry aside for climate change.
A lot of the endowment for Harvard is going to fossil fuel industry, and so they're trying to divest through that endowment.
Advocates from both Ivy League schools say they're holding the universities accountable for, quote, unethical investments.
I say, why not? And there's an awesome opportunity for all generations to be part together and understand where we're going in this world.
There you go. Looks like the delay.
So they stormed the field.
They did. The delay was about 48 minutes.
These football players that are on the field, I mean, I cover football, obviously. Whenever someone storms the field and it's like a streaker or something, you become at liberty to be tackled by one of these guys. You're lucky that no one got tackled.
Nobody wins. Yale and Harvard are complicit in climate injustice.
Hey, good for
there
them.
You go. I'm not going to be someone that tells somebody how to protest. That kind of defeats the whole point of a protest.
Well, I mean, there's some, you know, things that you don't want to see in a protest.
I mean, as long as it's nonviolent.
Boom.
I mean, anything like that's anything that is. About. Oh, should I put that disclaimer out there? Yeah, good call. New show, no liability. We don't have OSHA yet.
You could sue us. We don't have a ton of money.
Yeah, got none of that. The captain of the football team, he went to, I think it was Twitter, released a video. He was complete in support of what they were doing. So more details, I'm sure, going to be coming out of all of that. And Pete, since you said you are a KC transplant from the East Coast, have you ever been to the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade?
I think a couple times when I was younger.
When you were a kid, maybe?
Yeah, I'm remembering that. It's not my favorite. I like watching on the couch. So it's like, I can appreciate that here.
We're self-aware in my house. We're night owls. We're not early risers.
Okay.
So it was very, I'm not going to say seldom, because we did. It was in the background, but we weren't big watching the parade kind of folks. We were just kind of getting up, and we weren't going to rush. You know, if we saw it, we saw it. It wasn't a big deal.
It's major in my house. I mean, once Santa comes out, it's Christmas, according to my mother. And so it was always a big moment.
I got to meet this one.
Because at the end, Santa has the last float. And so once Santa's out, 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving, it is officially Christmas.
It's time to go.
Man, put that tree up. That eggnog cooking.
Well, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade could be in jeopardy this year.
Here's a look at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The temperatures will be fine. It's the winds that are going to be the concern. Could be about 22 miles per hour.
Oh,
23 miles per hour is the official point in which they will ground balloons like this.
Yeah, that's too windy.
You can't have a windy balloon out there, man. It can't be caught slipping.
You know, we were worried about the wintry mix to rain in Kansas City. It sounds even worse in New York when it comes to the extreme winds.
Forecasting winds of about 22 miles per hour, gust of 39 miles per hour. So it looks like what started forcing these more strict rules in 1997, the iconic Cat in the Hat balloon injured 4 people after being overtaken by strong winds. Again, that was in 1997.
I thought they might have been like sick or something from all the green eggs and ham that they ate.
So that's where you went to take that one. That's where you wanted to go with that one. The last time that parades balloons were grounded due to inclement weather, that was back in 19 what? Pete, guess for me. 19 what? The last time that they had to ground the balloons.
1971.
You looked at the show.
No,
sheet.
I did not.
You looked at the, you
no,
looked at the show.
No,
sheet.
I guess
you
that was.
At, you
I
looked.
Just,
you're lying. You looked.
I just
at the
remembered
show
it. I remember it. I remember it.
It was. The answer was 19.
Boom.
71. Pete, take it away for sports with
Hartzell,
Peter
remember,
S. Sweeney.
Remember when I said there was a big game at Arrowhead Stadium next weekend?
Yes.
Well, things changed a little bit.
Pass over the middle in the air, picked off to the end zone, touchdown, Brian Poole.
Derek Carr's record when it's colder conditions, but the fact remains the Jets defensively are putting it to him.
So the Raiders needed to beat the Jets in order to have this big showdown at Arrowhead Stadium between the Chiefs and the Raiders, 7-4 versus 7-4 for the AFC West division lead, the driver's seat, as they like to say.
Right.
Here come the New York Jets, 3-7, a 34-3 win over the Oakland Raiders. Not only did they lose, they got killed.
What happened
in this game?
What happened? Because you had me like getting all. I was posted up. It's like, okay, Pete said this was the one I had to watch. I got a week off. I got nothing but time.
A lot of people call
Oakland surging.
The Raiders have had somewhat of a soft schedule, so a lot of people call this a trap game. Like, just don't look past the Jets.
It's my trap game.
They may end up winning. Right. Yeah, that was nice.
Pretty solid.
They may end up winning this game, and they did. So had the Raiders won, they would be in deep control of the AFC West if they beat the Chiefs next week.
Would have been like tied for first, right?
Now, yeah. They would have been in first. Now they can only tie the Chiefs record. Gotcha. They're okay, but it's just less control. The game means a little bit less at Arrowhead Stadium next week. The Chiefs' biggest foes right now, I would say, are the New England Patriots, who won against the Cowboys 13-9, but their offense doesn't look good. So the Chiefs may have a chance here in the playoffs if they can handle the Ravens, who appear to be now their biggest threat. They play the Rams tonight on Monday Night Football.
It was a bad weekend for AFC West.
Yeah.
Took a bunch of L's.
Yep.
Good for us, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good for the Chiefs when the other teams in the division are losing. The Chiefs resume their usual schedule this morning. I should say this afternoon, noon, Arrowhead time. Andy Reid will have a press conference. We'll probably get an update on
Arrowhead time. Really? Arrowhead time is what we're calling
that's
it?
That's right.
All right.
That's right. That's okay. What we call it, arrowheadpride.com, Arrowhead time. So we should get an update on Tyreek Hill. Remember, we talked about the hamstring. And Patrick Mahomes back in the mix. 5 games left in the season. So this thing is flying. We're going to get to the playoffs pretty soon here.
You going to be at the stadium today? You going to be?
Yeah, it's a full day.
You going to be out there during that Arrowhead time?
Mm-hmm. Full day of work.
What does your day look like when you're out there?
Just depends on the day.
Yeah.
Just depends on the day. So
like a Monday, first day of the week,
Monday,
what are you doing?
Monday, there's only one press conference. It's just Big Andy. So we pelt Andy Reid with questions. He doesn't answer. We write an article based upon the non-answers, and that's about it. In college football over the weekend, Kansas was in a game with Iowa State, even leading 24-21 late in the third quarter, but the Cyclones rallied back to win 41-31. Kansas has shown great improvement this year, but is just not there yet. Kansas State won a close one with Texas Tech 30-27 in the game. Freshman receiver Joshua Youngblood ran a kickoff back for a 100-yard touchdown.
Ayo.
Not such a great weekend for Mizzou.
What is going on?
Who lost their fifth game in a row. They stink. 24-20.
What happened?
Tennessee's quarterback Jarrett Guarantano.
Things were looking so promising.
Threw for more than 400 yards.
Conditions were so ideal,
Pete. And 2 touchdowns.
What fifth the hell?
Loss in a row. For the Tigers.
Barry's got to go. Barry's got to go, man.
The best local team is certainly Kansas State.
In
the Island of the Bahamas Classic Final, the UMKC Kangaroos.
Brew up, baby!
I almost won it. They lost 62-49 to Liberty. So the Ruse just about.
I got to get you to a UMKC game. We got to get you.
I would like to
there.
Do that.
Have you been to one?
No. I like their uniforms. That's what I'll say about that. That's the most analysis I can give you.
I think you would dig it quite a bit. I ran track there for a little bit, and tickets are. We're gonna go. We absolutely have to go. I'll put that together.
Why don't we do this?
We'll do a show field trip or something.
Let's go, and we'll throw a video up of our experience. We'll take some videos.
I love that idea. As long as you're doing it,
of course.
I don't want to do it.
Hashtag grew up.
Grew up.
Hashtag put Sween to work because I'm the one who works the hardest on this program.
I'm right. Yo, man, shots fired. What time is it? It is too early for all that. It's a Monday morning. It's 5:45.
Do you want to pull the curtain back on our game that we play here? Do you want me to?
We have a call time for this show.
Put my KCMS scoreboard.
Put
so
my
here's how it
out
works.
There, Pete? Okay.
We have a call time at 4:45 a.m. and it's early for most people. But we committed to this. And right now, we are playing
okay.
A game where if you are a certain amount of minutes past the call time, that banks into a bank.
No.
And once that score hits 60, the other person wins and gets taken out to a free lunch. I'd like to go out to a pizza buffet. Right now, Hartzell's winning.
This is bull. No, this
winning slash losing. 35-0. And so we got a show today. We got a show Wednesday. So by Wednesday, if you're 25 minutes late, I will be eating full free.
This is classic. This is classic you. This is what you do. This is what you do. You move goalpost.
Mm-hmm.
We said 4:45 the first show.
Right.
The first show.
We never changed that.
We also never expected to keep that up.
One thing we talked about on the first show is we have no boss. So what do we need? It's an A word. Accountability.
Ass.
Okay. We don't need ass.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
I got some bad news for you, Pete.
No.
Got some bad news.
Don't say it.
Not bad news. I just have some stats. I got some news. I got some information for you that I want you to use this week as you have your folks come to town.
Okay.
I just want you to know what you're getting into because this is it's holiday season. So this is the time of year where you're going to have a whole lot more family interaction.
I know.
For good
or I'm bracing for that.
Oh, I was going to say for good or for bad, but I think you've already taken me there. You didn't didn't sound thrilled.
My two parents and my sister will be here from Thursday to Monday.
You better be careful. They listen to the show.
That's about 2 or 3 days past how much I can take.
You know what? Okay. Funny that you say that, Pete. Because if that is the case, if you can make it days,
about 36 hours.
If you can make it days, not just a few hours, then you are actually ahead of the curve, my
good
friend.
For me.
You are actually ahead of the curve. I want to just set the stage. Let's just set the context right here with this. Home for the holidays.
Look at this. Look at your father's tie. It's useless. I know how you feel.
You don't know how I feel, and in my opinion, you don't even care.
Well, opinions are like ass, honey. Everybody's got one, and everybody thinks everybody else stinks.
Henry, for Christ's sake. It's been a complete holiday nightmare.
I haven't seen that in way too long. Go home for the holidays. So, Pete, new survey out of Motel 6. Didn't know they did surveys at a Motel 6, but they sure do. The Motel 6 One poll shows that it only takes this amount of time before you get tired of hanging out with your family during the holiday season. Would you like to make a guess? It only takes up to this amount of time. We're talking hours, not days.
4 hours.
Pete. Pete. Why do you have to listen? I'm really happy that you look at the show sheet. I'm really happy that you.
If you want to play
prep,
this game, don't put it in the show sheet.
I don't know why I put it in the sheet. All right. Well, yes. And you know what though? You're wrong because you didn't.
Did they
poll
2,000 Americans?
Damn, you did. You did read the fine print, didn't you? I was going to say actually, Pete, it's 3 hours and 48 minutes, but that's 2 bullet points down. Yes, a survey of 2,000 Americans traveling to visit family for holidays. They can take on average only 3 hours. I was wrong. 3 hours and 54 minutes before having to take some time for themselves. So you said 36 hours, so you can give them days. Is that because you are so distant from the fam that you're willing to put up with more?
I think I see
them
about 3 or 4 times a year. I mean, we stay in touch. I talk to my parents like every couple of days anyway. But yeah, it's good to see them. And then shortly after you realize, okay, I'm ready for my mom to stop asking me the same question for the 5th consecutive time.
She wants some grandbabies, Pete. When's she going to get them grandbabies, Pete?
I don't know. I think she might have to go to my sister for that.
I got some stats for you. So I just want you to know this is what you're dealing with this week. The average respondent on this survey, again, thank you to Motel 6, that investigative reporting, nearly 40% of folks say that finding sleeping arrangements is one of the most stressful parts of preparing for a guest. On average, respondents...
Not enough beds.
What do you do?
Bed shortage.
And you got to do the double up. You got to have the cousins that got to do the bunk bed situation. That's no fun.
No.
Average respondent saying that family staying on average for about three to three and a half days. That's about right. How long are your folks staying in town for?
Yeah, they'll be here Thursday, and then they stay until Monday.
Okay.
So it should be an excellent experience. But they're excited. I mean, they're going to get to see Arrowhead Stadium. They're going to the Raiders-Chiefs game on Sunday, so that'll be cool. My mom's not going to the game. She's actually going to come with me to the radio station, so she'll be watching the show.
You're the worst son in the world. Don't take that woman to the radio station.
That's what she wants to do.
Take her out somewhere nice.
I'm going to put her on the air.
I wouldn't do that now, man.
I am.
It's not a good time for that.
I'm going to put her on the air. What do you have to lose?
She's either going to take somebody's job or lose one. I can't tell. Take her somewhere nice. Don't go to that place where dreams go to die.
Oh, come on.
Do that.
Come on.
Do you want some more? Some more stats for you, Pete. Some more stats. Again, survey out of Motel 6 shows that less than four hours, about 3 hours and 54 minutes before you need some alone time during the Thanksgiving holiday. 20% of folks, some respondents for this survey, said that getting on family's nerves, 20% of their problems, what they're concerned for this holiday season, 22% a lack of privacy. Okay.
I can handle it for 4 days.
You got anything you want to tell them about or any?
I got nothing, Artzel.
Anybody at all? Nothing? None at all? I'm not trying to get you in trouble or anything, but is Ma going to be privileged any new information? Or
Mom likes to ask a lot of questions, so she will get every question answered just like Andy Reid. She's going to get a lot of non-answers.
The KC Morning Show. I don't want to get you in trouble, Pete. I hope I didn't just get you in trouble.
The Kansas City Monday, Tuesday event preview.
Pete? What's this? Who you bringing to town? What?
A professional development seminar presented by Greater Kansas City PRSA featuring Mayor Q, Quentin Lucas, who I believe we're tracking to maybe get as a guest soon here. Anyway, learn from Mayor Q at the Grand Street Cafe at 11:30 on Tuesday. There's tickets available at kansascity-prsa.org, and there's also more information on Facebook. So that sounds like a really cool opportunity. Mayor Q, real personable guy. Inspirational.
He's great.
I'm a big fan
of Quentin Lucas, and like you said, I see what you did there. Put a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, little teaser out there.
Hey, we'll see.
That's a plan. We are trying to get the mayor on the show. I have chatted with him. He says his folks are going to reach out to our folks, which I get it. I mean, he's trying to be nice. He's putting us down easy. I appreciate it.
When you say our folks, you just mean me because I handle all the stuff. There's another liquid lunch.
Yes.
Hartzell, you know about the liquid lunch. This week it's the Dreamers.
Dreamers. I have, we're trying to keep this a PT show, aren't we? I can't say anything I was going to say. Okay. Last time, never mind. Continue on. Damn it.
The Dreamers are at Guy Fieri's Dive and Taco Joint at 12 noon on Tuesday. So that's when you could find them.
Hold on. Can I censor this conversation? Last time that band, Dreamers, that's their name, just Dreamers. Last time they were in town, it was for, I'm trying to, let me tiptoe over this. It was the eclipse party. Remember the last big eclipse party, and we were at a bar. They had a concert at like I think 10 or 11 that morning.
Right.
We were looking up at the sky. There were still some stars, and after the show was over, we got a nice cloudy okay. Headspace, and they were a super good dude, and they had very good supply. Continue on.
In Lee's Summit on Tuesday, it's the magic tree lighting ceremony.
The magic tree.
I'm not talking about that type of magic tree lighting. Actual magic tree lighting.
The band Dreamers. Let me tell you, Lee's Summit.
Apparently, it's a beautiful tree. You can go online and see pictures of this thing. It looks really cool. And the ask is a new unwrapped toy to donate to charity who will then distribute them to the families of local deployed and non-deployed military personnel. The magic tree is located at the intersection of U High Drive and I-470 in Lee's Summit.
Hood. That's
and
my
will
hood,
remain
Pete.
Lit 24-7
we always
Sunday,
lit. We
January
lit.
5th, 2020.
Remain
the
lit.
Begins at 6 on
stays
Tuesday.
Lit. Stays lit. Magic tree. It's a good time.
If you are...
You better... Hold on. Before we go any further... This better go somewhere, because if you're going to have me cue up the Friends theme song, this show I hate this show.
I just know there's a lot of people out there who love it.
This better go
if
somewhere.
If you're a fan of Friends, there's Friends
Not
Trivia
me.
In
oh,
Overland
is that
Park
this is going?
On Tuesday at
Boo!
7. The whole event will be Friends Thanksgiving episode.
I can't
so
think
you can
of
brush
anything
up. It's
more
at Pinstripes
terrible.
At 7. On Tuesday. So a lot of events on Tuesday. A lot of different things for you to do. You can learn from Mayor Q. You can do whatever Hartzell likes to do with the liquid lunch.
Not listening to any of this or watching Friends.
People of all ages.
What is appealing?
You can go see the magic tree lighting
what
and wrap it
appealing?
Up with some Friends trivia. A little Ross, Rach, the whole gang.
Oh, you said Rach.
Chandler.
You basic
Joey.
Ass.
Joey.
Ugh.
How you doing?
What is it that people enjoy about that show? They're the most unrealistic group of friends. A group annoying, irritating as hell.
Phoebe.
Well, case in point. What an irritating ass name. Phoebe.
Friends trivia. If you have an event we need to know about, email us at the kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
Throw an event where we burn all of our friends' DVD collections.
With all those events being tomorrow, it might be the night to just stay in and watch some sports. All the local college teams are in action on Monday for basketball. Kansas State plays the Pitt Panthers tonight at 5 on Fox Sports 1. If you love the Border War, well, you only need one channel tonight. Mizzou hosts Butler at 6 p.m. on ESPNU. And right after that, Kansas basketball takes on the Chaminade Silver Swords tonight.
One more time.
Chaminade.
Oh, yes.
The Chaminade Silver Swords tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPNU in Maui. Again, I said your weather today, which is never wrong, is going to be really nice. It's going to be really nice. Again, you waking up right now, it's in the 40s, but it'll get to the mid to high 50s by the afternoon. Should be mostly sunny. And then on Tuesday, there could be some PM showers, but still will be warm, a high of 59 and a low of 34.
You're winning me over. You know, every time I want to go in about how I'm not sold on you doing the weather or the news. You start throwing out words like, you know,
high and low,
and I'm in. Say it one more time. Just say.
Want me to do a quick weather again?
No, just do a couple. Just say some degrees.
Well, your 5-day forecast should be pretty nice this week. We got a high of 60 and low of 40 today. It should be a little cooler tomorrow, but you might have some PM showers the rest of the week.
Stay on there for a little bit.
I get a little chilly on Thursday for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So if you want to put your turkey outside, you might be able to.
And on Tuesday, we got about a 30% chance of snow. Got
to get myself a green screen.
We get a green screen right here. We got room in here. Oh.
I mean to do the weather.
That's what I'm saying. We got room in here.
Yeah.
Because we're going to start getting guests soon. You'll start seeing more photos, more videos of the Unlabeled Music Services Studio.
That's right.
This is your KC Morning Show. Before we get out here, again, if you want to hit us up on that phone number, what is that phone? I bought
816.
There it is.
200-2868.
200-2868. Earlier, we played a clip. One of my favorite memories from Kemper Arena. I was there this last weekend. Now, Hy-Vee Arena.
Right.
I want to hear what some of your favorite moments were. And you send us a call, leave us a voicemail. I might even do a little splicing some stuff together. I might even put your audio with the background noise of the event you're talking about. I'm going to even do a thing.
This is a good encouragement. We also have, by the way,
we're talking into existence.
We have a mug contest on Instagram right now. So if you would like to maybe win one of these KC Morning Show mugs, we have a great logo. Go on Instagram and submit a response to our latest post. It's gross. And you'll be in the mix. Pick that.
Sorry about that.
Later this afternoon, early evening.
This coffee's trash. Awful.
That's your KC Morning Show.
This is your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. Pete S. Sween Esquire to my left. We'll be back on Wednesday. Hey, I love you, Pete.
I'm going to go get a mimosa.
Ooh, mimosa. Mimosa's on a Monday. Monday mimosa.
No more mimosas.
I love it. I will see you. No, we will see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.